Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 7, 28 through 29. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. If you read through the stories of Jesus, you may notice that of all the many titles and roles that Jesus took on during his earthly ministry, it appears as though none was more important to him than the role of rabbi, of teacher. I think Jesus understood that his primary purpose was to teach people and teach people how to live in right relationship with God and with other people. And scripture attests that he did so with kind of unique authority, like the teachers that we've found to be truly compelling in our own lives. In fact, I've thought about this from time to time. When considering who Jesus was and how he taught, it might actually be helpful to imagine Jesus having abilities and similar to the instructors who've been most influential for us. One of the first questions those of us who decide to be Christians need to ask and answer for ourselves is whether we want to be a student. If Jesus understands himself as teacher, are we willing to be a student? And I think we need to be honest with ourselves. Am I willing to learn? Will I take instruction? Am I open to having my mind and my heart and my spirit challenged and changed? You know, on our best days, honestly, we want our answers to those questions to be a resounding yes. However, more often than not, our actions, our assumptions, our biases kind of tend to express a different intention entirely. I mean, many of us think we know best. We don't like to be told what to do, particularly if we don't like the command itself. We prefer to instruct others rather than taking direction ourselves. You know, again, to follow Jesus, the teacher, we need to be forthright with ourselves and with our Lord. Are we teachable? Said a different way, are we coachable? Are we willing to learn or relearn how to live? If the answer is yes, then apparently Jesus has all he needs to begin to work with us and on us. And if the answer is something other than yes, then we may not be ready. We might not be ready for a deeper commitment with the Lord, or we might not allow Jesus the kind of access he desires. Being Christian means being honest with ourselves and the Lord. Being Christian means possessing a willingness to learn. Being Christian means following Jesus' instruction, whether or not we understand it, believe it, or even initially agree with it. So the question for today to meditate on is simply this: are you teachable? Are you able to receive instruction? And in terms of a practice, in conjunction with this devotional guide that you're listening to, or if you pick it up in a hard copy, begin to keep a simple journal of your daily practices, the 31 that we'll engage in during this month, and just jot down what happens. What was your plan as you began your day? What were the challenges you encountered as you practiced throughout the day? What have you learned in your efforts to put Jesus' teaching into action? Just make some brief notes at the beginning and at the end of each day, kind of to track your progress. Let's pray about all that. Lord God, at our best, we really do want to study with you. We want your words and your ways to redesign our life and our living. We want to be coachable. We want to be teachable. We really do want to be open to change. And yet, we know, Lord God, that we often inadvertently or deliberately resist instruction. We live so much of our life as if we know best, when deep down we know we really do have so very much to learn. Please cultivate within us, Lord, an inquisitive mind, an open heart, and a receptive spirit. We desire to learn from your words and live in your ways, and we pray for this in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.